Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In Hebrews chapter number 11, we have some guests with us today, first time, and good to have them in our Sunday school class this morning, our Bible study class. And we've been going through the book of Hebrews for the past few months. We've come to Hebrews chapter number 11. To begin, I'm going to try to make this promise to you. I've got bogged down in Hebrews 11. I've been to about 3 or 4 verses each Sunday. Today it's 7, 8, 9, 4 more verses. But after today, I'll kind of get the wheels turning a little faster. I don't get bogged down, but there's so much here. You know, the Word of God, every word in God's Word is pregnant. It's life. It just grows, and you it's a minefield as far as gold and nuggets and all. And again, but I know y'all are very patient with me, and at the same time, there's so much here. But after today, maybe I can kind of push through more than 3 or 4 verses on a Sunday, okay? Let's begin verse number 7, Hebrews chapter number 11. And before we begin, again, I want you to notice that each verse began with by faith Abel, by faith Enoch, by faith Noah, by faith Abraham, and it just goes on and on, by faith. The just shall live by faith. Hebrews 11:6, we looked at that last week. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. The Bible didn't say it's difficult or it's hard to please God without faith. No. It's impossible to please God without faith. That's just, and we defined the word faith here a few Sundays ago. We know faith is not a leap in the dark, but it's trusting God, believing God at His word, and taking it a step farther, acting upon it. There's a lot of people who say, well, I believe God, but they don't take that next step, an act of obedience. And that's the fellow we're going to look at today. His name's Noah. And he believed God. God told him something that he had never heard in his life. And he did something that nobody had ever done, ever in the history of mankind. But yet, he believed God by faith, and he acted upon that. So let's read verses 7, 8, 9, and 10. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive the inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, which would be Canaan, as in a strange country, dwelling in the tabernacles of Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker. Now remember the context of the book of Hebrews. Paul is writing to these Jewish believers who are they're under severe persecution. I mentioned here weeks ago, we in America know nothing about persecution. We think if somebody laughs at us because we present the gospel to them, well, we're persecuted. No, it's nothing like what these Hebrew Christians were facing in Paul's day. Not only loss of life and loss of jobs and loss of families, and because of that, many of these believers went back to the temple worship. We looked at that, and they're crucifying, bringing the little lambs back to the temple for the priest. And the Bible talks about crucifying Christ afresh. And many of those believers went back. But there were some who stayed. In other words, they didn't leave the church. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is. Some of them went back. And so much the more as you see that day approaching. Anyway, so he's writing this to encourage these believers to trust God. So he gives these great examples. We looked at Abel. Abel was that worship of faith. We looked at him. We looked at Enoch. He was the walk of faith. Remember, we looked at that last week. Enoch walked with God, and he was not. for God took him, translated him. Well, we look today at Noah, and Noah was a work of faith. There's a worship of faith, a walk of faith, and then a worship of faith. And by the way, they have to go in those orders. You have to worship first, then you walk with the Lord, and then you're able to work for the Lord. So you see that in Noah's day. What an example for us. Noah. Noah believed God, and he acted upon it. Noah was warned of something we see in verse number 7. We're being warned of God of things not seen as yet. I underline that in my Bible. What a step of great faith. He was warned of God of things not being that something that never happened before. God told him there's a flood coming. A what? We read in there had never been rain. We read in Genesis, I looked at that earlier just to double check things. It hadn't even rained on the earth because of the canopy when God created the heavens and the earth. They didn't need rain. I won't go into all of that, but it didn't rain. He'd never seen rain. He'd never seen a flood. And God appears to him. And if you will, turn with me to Genesis chapter number 6. I won't read the whole thing about it because time won't allow. But I want you to notice some things about this thing about Noah, okay? Where God appeared to Noah. The thought is he had not seen, he had not heard rain, a flood. Maybe that wasn't even in a vocabulary. I don't know. You know, Lord, explain to me what rain is. I don't know. You know, the Bible doesn't say, but I don't want to get too far out there. But in verse number 1, Genesis 6, it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for he that is also flesh, and yet his day shall be 120. Remember, before this, Adam lived 935 years. Methuselah was 969 years. I mean, people were living hundreds of years, and God said, that's enough. Now it's going to be, we're going to see later on, it shortens up, but it was 120 years. He said, yet his day shall be 120 years. And there were giants in the earth in those days. And after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became men of old, which were mighty men, which were of old men of renown. Before going any farther, there's a lot of controversy about these two verses, about who were the sons of the daughters of men, and these giants, the sons of God. Who were these? There's a lot of good Bible scholars, smart men, and they have forgotten literally more than I would ever learn. But there's a lot of good men who believe that these were demons, fallen angels, who cohabited, for lack of a better term, impregnated earthly women and became some kind of monstrosities. I do not believe that at all. I don't believe that. I believe the sons of God were that lineage of Seth, and a lot going on. This ain't a lesson for that, but I do not believe that those were some kind of the angels and human beings mixing together like that, and off came these offsprings. If that was the case, you'd have a hard time dealing in Numbers chapter number 13. Matter of fact, I marked it just in Numbers chapter number 13 when the children of Israel went over into Canaan. Remember those spies that went over there, and they came back and told Moses, man, there's giants in that land. We're like grasshoppers, and I have it marked here. We were like grasshoppers. You know, they were the sons of Anak, big people. You mean tell me that they came, that the demons came and did it again? I don't believe it. How, you ever heard of a guy named Goliath? 10 foot tall or whatever he was, depending on measurements. But anyway, he was a giant, and he had some brothers. So I'm just saying this, that even after the flood, we see some giants, and I don't believe that these were some kind of a monstrosity because of the angelic realm with the ladies. Anyway, that's for another.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.